one of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies. Sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda Again on this podcast. Enjoy.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome to the podcast. I want to talk US politics with you, Soda.
Oh, do I have to?
Because remember, really? Our former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd is now our ambassador to the US and in the past has been pretty open about his feelings about Donald Trump.
Anyone concerned with the public policy process thinks he's nuts.
President Trump is not a popular figure within Australia.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he gave him a fair whack, didn't he?
Yeah, and now obviously Donald Trump looking like possibly getting back into the White House and was asked about Kevin Rudd, the US ambassador's opinions about him, and he didn't really hold back.
I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
Oh, I like that. He's not the brightest bulb.
Also a little bit nasty. Yeah, Kevin Rudd is many things. He's not nasty.
Isn't he?
But he's also, you know, he speaks Mandarin. Like whatever you think of Kevin Rudd or what your politics are, you couldn't comment on him not being very bright.
Well, pretty. If you're Donald Trump, you can. Is Trumpy getting in?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. What I don't understand is how he could be up on trial for inciting violence in the White House and the Capitol riots, yet still possibly get back in. Beyond me, but I don't understand anything about America. I mean, they let their kids get shot at school. But if you're talking about not the brightest bulb...
I'm not quite sure they let them.
I feel they do. Listen to this for not the brightest bulb if you're thinking about Donald Trump.
Shifting production to Thailand.
He's good, isn't he?
That's really. My favourite.
Incidentally, my mum is in Thailand at the moment.
Ooh,
I wonder how she's going there, Beck.
Betty!
All right, let's get into this podcast, Beck and Soda.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I hope you've had a nice little start to the day.
Well, it's not really a good morning, is it?
Why not?
Define good. I got stuck in roadworks.
Oh, did you?
For like 10 minutes at one intersection at 5 a.m.
There's no roadworks at this time.
No, there's not supposed to be. The little flashing sign said the roadworks would be done by 5 a.m, but they weren't.
Right.
And you know what else? So there was a lane closed on Sir Donald Bradman Drive at the intersection of South Road. Very busy intersection.
What, at this time of the morning? There's
no
cars?
And also, yes, there were cars, because you know what other cars there were? They're those cars that see that it's down to one lane and they still deliberately speed up right up to the left, like the end of the closed lane, and then they put their bloody blinker on thinking you're going to let them back in when you've done the right thing on the right-hand lane waiting your turn. Right. I'm not letting you in, mate.
Well,
when you see
just,
that the lane is closed, put your indicator on and get onto the other side.
I think you just calm down.
Yeah.
Well, it just got me off to a really bad start to the day.
Today?
Yes,
what
you know I like
excuse?
To come into the meeting bright and bubbly every morning and top of the morning to you all. And
actually, it was,
what a day to be alive.
It was quite funny, wasn't it? Because we were just sitting there all having a chat around the table and then the entry into the station is probably a good 30 metres back.
Yeah.
As soon as we heard the door open, everyone looked at each other and then you hear, why are there roadworks at 5 a.m? Oh, no.
Come on.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. I think this is a normal human response to roadworks, isn't it?
What, 5 a.m?
Yeah.
They do sometimes. They do night works.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
night
they do.
Finishes at 5, and that's what the sign says. Ooh. So those.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, it's really. I'm gonna need an extra coffee this morning. I think this is a normal response, isn't it? Is it hot in here?
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Well, Travis Boak, game number 350, as we just heard from the great man. You're wearing your Port Adelaide retro.
Yeah, I thought I'd kick
top.
It back to, you know, about the time when he started playing. It's got the old Power logo because I want to get a very special photo today.
Well, let me tell you that is the parachute material. You actually look like you should be in the retirement village. Going for your morning walk, your power walk with your friends.
I've just come out of my bad mood and you've put me back into it.
And also, too, just noticed they're talking about the traffic works and acknowledged that they are late this morning.
Exactly.
The night works. Where was it? South Road and Sir Donald Bradman?
I was so chuffed when I heard that. Night works running late. I said, yes!
It does not give you a legitimate reason to be grumpy and moody because you got held up in those works, by the way. we just heard from Boaky. Now, he's got this wonderful brand of Roger's underwear, right? And his dad, Roger, who passed away when he was a teenager, he's created these undies as a tribute to his dad. They're called Rogers. They come in men's, women's. They've got the briefs. They've got the boxer. They've got the G-banger. There's a bit of everything. Mm. So what we're going to do is every single person that gets on air this morning, you're going to get into Boakey's undies.
Love it.
Right? You've got a three-pack of the Rogers undies coming your way. Okay? So
three-pack.
before 7, we'll give you a bit of a yell when to do it. We just need to know what undies you're wearing right now. Do you need a new pair?
Oh, that's a bit creepy. Like, so what are you wearing? Yeah.
An undies blitz before 7.
Undies blitz, right? You'll get a three-pack, brand new Rogers, very, very comfortable. They stretch in all the right places and they're very nice.
What size do you wear?
The ones that fit me. Mm. And you can, of course, say, well, we're just going to tell us what you're wearing.
Okay.
And you need to keep an eye out on the streets of Adelaide today as well.
Just absolutely.
So I had the tough task of selecting an image, and I was very thorough in my selection process and looked at every image on that Rogers page several times to choose something that is on a mobile billboard. So if you're out on the streets this morning, it'll be out from, it's out now.
Yeah,
it's driving around right now, left at 6.
It's a massive bokeh.
See if you can snap a picture of it and tag us on your socials. Mm. Big bokeh. But I'm a little bit worried that that will actually cause traffic chaos. Bokeh there might be some rear enders.
In his undies. Yeah. Right, but let's come. So just give you a little heads up on what you're wearing. We'll give you a chance to know when to call.
Right.
Just you can give us a little description and why you might need some new ones because you might be sporty. I mean, if you've got a pair of Reg Grundies on that might have a little hole in them, they wear a little thin in some spots, Beck.
I was going to say send pics, but
what
don't.
Are you, what are you wearing right now?
I've got my
You're
putting favorite.
Your hands down
I know.
Your
hands, where are my hands down? My pants to feel which ones they are. Yeah. I've got Lululemon undies on today because they don't show I have a VPL.
Right.
Okay. Good.
You are
information. Yeah. Let's go.
Don't pretend you're not excited by it.
Before 7, you'll get into Boakey's undies. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Rightio, Beck. Our man Travis Boakey is playing his 350th game on Sunday against Richmond. Just an unbelievable achievement.
He is just an all-round good guy. He's very in touch with himself and he's very, and obviously an outstanding player.
Yeah, he is. Does some great work with the Childhood Cancer Association. I think he picked up the Jim Steins Award at the AFL for, you know, just the reach he does in the community. And he does it because he's a bloody good bloke. He's not doing it for any other reason. A lot of what he does is never even recognised, which is also a great sign.
And he's easy on the eye.
That too. Okay. He has got a pair, lots of pairs, in fact, of Rogers underwear. It is a brand that he has created and they are fantastic. Super comfy. I love wearing my Rogers undies. There are three packs available right now. 131060. Give us a buzz if you'd like to get into Boakey's undies,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Every caller on air this morning is guaranteed to get a three pack. There's men's, there's women's, we've got the boxers, the boy leg. What else? The G banger.
Yes.
The brief.
Yes,
we've got everything available.
Full brief, the boy leg. Yes, give us a call, 131060. Right. What do we need people to say, though?
Well, you've got to earn them in a way. You've got to deserve them. So what we need you to do, 131060, is just tell us why you need some Boakey's undies. So tell us what you're wearing this morning.
Yeah, okay.
We've got to understand that you actually need some, all right? So we need a little description.
Okay.
This is not for voyeuristic purposes. This is just to find out that you do deserve them. So if you're wearing an old pair, get onto us.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
You had a packet of chips lately, Soda, and you open your little thing and you have about 8 chips.
Yeah, don't start me.
And then it's gone?
Don't start me. Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation?
That's what it is.
It shrinks?
We were watching this. I was watching this last night, right? It popped up on 7 News, right? When we're sitting there waiting to do the sport, and they're talking about this shrinkflation. I went, this is it. So Choice, I love Choice.
They're great.
Because they just sit there and nail people that are trying to rip you off all the time. So they've got this little campaign running at the moment, and all of you would have seen it, that the size of products at the supermarkets are getting smaller. The prices are either staying the same or going up. Some of the examples at the moment are absolutely ridiculous, like the hot cross buns, right, at the supermarket for some of them. So last year, $4 for 480 grams.
Yep.
This year, $4.50 for 450 grams.
And they just shrink them.
Yep. Now, obviously, there's inflation, everything taking place, but some of these are dodgy. What about some of the cereals, right? This is your Woolworths and your Coles brand cereals, right? Last year, or the year before, 560 grams for $4.50. The box looks exactly the same, but it's 495 grams for the same price.
Yeah, see, they just put less in the box. That's dodgy. Like, at least if you make the box smaller, at least the consumer has a chance to go, okay, I'm getting less. But when the box is the same and they put less cereal in it, that is shifty.
I don't know when you were a kid, Beck, but you used to get those little chip packets and you put them in the oven and then they would shrink to really small. And some people would use them as key rings.
Yeah.
Right, that's what's got. They actually look that size. What about the Jif, the bathroom cleaner, right? May 2022, 700 mils for $2.50. Right now, so less than 2 years later, 500 mils for $4.
Wow. That's almost doubled in price and shrinking at the same time. You know when you said about those shrinkies, there was a boy that I liked who gave me a packet of Skittles back at school.
Yep.
And I shrank the packet of Skittles and just kept them like in my pocket.
All right.
As a little keepsake of the crush.
What year were you in?
Oh, like I was old enough to know better, like I was about 16.
What was his name? Come on.
Ben.
Big what? Benny. Hey, gave you a pack of Skittles.
And so you emptied the packet and then shrunk the packet.
You know what's even worse? I emptied the packet. I didn't eat the packets because they had gelatine in them, and gelatine's an animal byproduct. So I tipped the Skittles out and then shrunk the packet and just walked around with it in my pocket.
It was a really good story until you become so righteous.
Yeah, all right. Morning, Ben.
Creepy morning, Ben. Miss you.
Yeah,
this is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I made myself a GP appointment this week on the advice. It was sort of an intervention. We had a coffee and she said, Beck, I've noticed you're not yourself lately. You're angrier than usual.
Right. Who is this?
It's my friend Marie.
Yeah. And so, I mean, producer Rach is joining us here. I mean, Rach, we're sitting through this every day at the moment. Do you think Beck is angrier than usual?
Oh, she's a little bit sassy. I think,
to be honest, I've been denying it. I think I'm Perry. I think I'm going through the change.
A lot of handballing to the Perry.
Yeah, no, but it's genuinely a hormonal thing because I'm not an angry person. Historically, I'm not really not. You're both looking at me like, aww.
Right?
You have been getting upset over just little things.
What, like when?
Oh, this morning.
Mm. What do you mean this morning?
Right. Came in a little bit grumpy this morning.
Oh, well, yeah, I was grumpy. Yeah. Was I really grumpy though?
Let's have a little listen. This was earlier in the show.
It's not really a good morning, is it? I got stuck in roadworks. The little flashing sign said the roadworks would be done by 5 a.m, but they weren't. Night finishes at 5, and that's what the sign says. There were those cars that see that it's down to one lane, and they still deliberately speed up right up to the left, like the end of the closed lane, and then they put their bloody blinker on, thinking you're going to let them back in when you've done the right thing on the right-hand lane waiting your turn. I'm not letting you in, mate. So very reasonable.
That's essentially what was happening at 6 a.m. right off the top, Rach. I've sensed a little bit of it recently.
Yeah. Beck, I love you, but I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a little bit of an adult tanty. But, Rach, you can talk. You've had an adult tanty of your own.
Yeah, but mine was fully valid because we had spaghetti and meatballs for dinner.
Oh, nice.
There were 6 left over.
Perfect.
And my husband, Lachie, and I, we agreed 3 meatballs each. We shook on it.
Yeah.
And I finished work. I was starving. Open my container.
Hang on, so this is for lunch the next day.
The next day, leftovers.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Open my container, and lo and behold, I have 2 meatballs, and he had 4.
He shortballed you.
Yeah. I was ropeable, and I called him, and I said, how is your 4 meatballs for lunch? Really passive aggressively. Hung up and didn't speak to him for the rest of the day. I was so hangry.
Over a meatball.
Yes.
No,
so entitled.
I completely agree with you. You've got to split your meatballs down the middle. All right, we can't be the only people. 13 10 60. Share your adult tantrum. The most trivial reason, the better.
Right.
I reckon something just sent you over the edge.
Well, the meatball sounds like a legitimate gripe.
What about my 5 a.m. roadworks? I sat at one intersection for 4 sets of lights at 5 a.m. because they couldn't pack their witches' hats up quick enough. Come on.
Yeah, no, I think the meatball's legit. 13 10 60. What sets you off with an adult tanty?
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Right, Rebecca Morse, there's something going on. You've had to go and see a doctor. You're blaming this sort of increasing anger that one of your friends picked up and said you're angrier than normal. You're blaming it on some sort of hormones and perimenopause
well, not
and whatever.
Some but sort of hormones.
You're overlooking the chance that it might be something a little more systemic, perhaps.
Like just a personality trait.
I don't know. We're just trying to explore things here because you had a tantrum this morning over traffic and come in here huffing and puffing.
I got stuck in roadworks at 5 a.m. Yesterday I had a tanty because Telstra free Wi-Fi that my phone automatically connects to in the city never works. So all of a sudden I'll be scrolling my maps and it'll stop working and I've connected to a Wi-Fi that doesn't work. If you're going to have free Wi-Fi in the city, it needs to work. Wouldn't you have thought?
No shortage of issues, is there really? None of them. This is quite a moment. I wasn't aware of the Wi-Fi, but we all are now. Fascinating. Adult tantrums. Well, we're witnessing them regularly. Jane from Mawson Lakes, have you seen one lately?
Yes, I did this morning. I'm dobbing in my hubby. He had a full-on tanty saying that my body temperature's too hot and he can't sleep at night time.
What?
Where's the sympathy for you, Jane, experiencing that hot body temperature?
Exactly, I know.
Are you going through the change?
I think I already have, actually, but I'm just, for whatever reason, I'm just running hot, my body temperature.
Well, is it actually too hot or can't he just handle the heat in the kitchen, so to speak?
No, I am actually running hot. I get hot really easily. I feel it.
Righto, Jane. Okay, dob the husband in. Tracy from Hackham. Trace, who's had a tanty? Was it you?
It's me, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, what happened?
Every time my partner and I make the bed, he puts the pillows under the quilt, and I believe pillows should go on top of the quilt.
Yes, of course.
Drives me crazy.
Hang on, but don't you go under the quilt and sleep? So wouldn't it be sensible for the pillow to be under?
Well, it should be, but it just drives me crazy that he doesn't do it the right way.
Yeah, I feel like pillows under the quilt is a real sort of 1950s. My nana used to have them under the quilt. Don't you agree, Tracy? So some undies coming your way, Trace. Stacey in Burton.
Hitting the big issues, clearly.
What did you have a tantrum over, Stace?
Hi, guys. So my husband and I went on a lovely romantic walk for our anniversary one night.
Yep.
And we went down the beach. We had two towels that we took down there so that we could sit on them. And because it was really cold, I said to my husband, we'll sit on one and we'll wrap the other one around us. And he took one towel and said, no, that's mine. And so I had a bit of a tantrum over it. And we had this full-on argument on the beach and I was ready to leave. And then, so he was folding up the towel and he was laughing at me and he put it down on the floor and then he got down on one knee.
Oh, he set you up, Stace.
He did.
So he knows how to push your buttons.
Oh my God, he absolutely does.
Oh, did you say yes?
I did, yeah. Oh. Married over 10 years now.
Oh, so. All right. And you've got a pair of Travis Burks Rogers undies coming your way
You've got a three-pack.
Thank you.
Rock nice out work. With well in done. The bedroom.
Everyone, just stay calm. Just be calm, okay?
I didn't ask you.
Okay.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. I got the
magic in me. Mark time on a Thursday.
Righto, all you need to do is give us a call right now at 131060. Ashley from Morford Vale, you're in your car?
Yes, I am.
Righto, Ash. Where are you heading to right now?
Heading to work.
Okay, what road are you on?
I've just turned off of Brighton Road.
Okay, what suburb roughly at the moment?
Hove,
okay. Now, Beck, we'll just check with Ashley. Ash, have you and I ever met before?
No, we haven't. Okay. Definitely haven't.
Yep. Comfortable with that, Beck?
Yeah, I'd believe it.
All right. No problem. Ash, I'm going to ask you three random questions right now, okay?
Sure.
First one, I'll ask. So every caller who gets on air gets a three-pack of Travis Boak's Rogers undies,
yes.
Right? Which is great. What would be your style of choice in your underwear?
Old granny knickers.
Old grannies. Nothing wrong with those.
The old hey, Bridget Jones's.
Comfort's the key, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Righto, that's good. Okay, when's the last time you cried, Ashley?
Last night.
Oh, really? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just life.
Happy tears or sad tears?
Bit of both. Bit of both.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hope you're doing okay.
I'm fine. I'm good.
And the best movie you have ever seen, what is it?
My favourite at the moment would have to be The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, that's a good one. the great Hugh Jackman.
Love some Zac Efron. Yeah. Oh, Zac Efron.
So you'd go, you'd choose Zac Efron over Hugh Jackman if you had to choose between the two.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, Zac Efron got his hair cut here in Adelaide.
Yes.
At a place called Attaboy. And when Rob cut his hair, he put it on his social media, the guy who cut it here. And I reckon about half an hour later, he had hundreds and hundreds of women lined up out the front of a shop looking for Zac Efron, but Zac had already left.
I wasn't one of those, you but weren't? I wish I was.
I tell you, you wouldn't mind a few of Zach's locks, though, would you, if they'd been cut them off on the floor?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, Ash, absolutely. So let me check. You prefer the granny knickers, so we've got a three-pack of Travis Boaks coming your way. So you did have a little tear last night, but you're doing well now?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Okay. And, of course, your favourite film, The Greatest Showman. You're a Zac Efron fan.
Yeah.
I reckon, Beck, anything else?
I don't know. You seem to be pretty smug that you know what you've got.
I feel pretty good with Ashley at the moment. Ash, are you going to stay in your car parked or are you going to start moving while we just sort this out?
I'm going to stay parked.
All right, we'll come back to you in just a moment. I reckon I've got your car, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right.
It's Magic Mark.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. I got the
magic in me. Magic Mark in the house.
Yeah, all you need to do is be in your car. You can be stationary or you need to be perhaps moving if you like. But as long as you're in your car, I'll ask you three random questions and there's a very good chance, Beck, that through the magic that I've developed being in the Garden of Unearthly Delights, so I can work out the colour and the make of your car.
You haven't been wrong yet, but I get a little flutter every time just in case this is the time the magic slips.
Been close a couple of times. We've sort of been a little concerned. This one, though, from Ashley from Orford Vale, I'm feeling okay with. Now, Ash, you're in the car off Brighton Road near Hove somewhere, still there?
Correct. I'm just looking for cameras.
Right.
Yeah.
Look above for the drone too, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, Ash, we've established.
You won't be able to guess this one.
You don't reckon?
Nah.
Right.
Nah.
I'll tell you right now, and I know this right from the start, Beck, I can tell you this. This is not the common everyday car now that you would see everywhere, I reckon. It's something a little more obscure. Would that be right, Ash?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay. Now, we went through three questions. First one, given it's Travis Boaks 350 game this week, we are celebrating every caller on air today gets a three-pack of the Travis Boak Rogers undies. They are brilliant. You can get into Boakie's pants. We asked you what you needed, Ash, and you prefer your granny knickers.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with those.
All for comfort.
Comfort is key. All right, that was the first question. Second question, last time you cried, you shed a couple of tears last night, but you're all okay.
I'm all good.
Yeah. Yep. Are you happy to share why you had a tear?
We had a really good night with my children.
We were
filming some videos and everyone got along and, it's very rare in my household at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
How many kids, Ash?
Got three.
Yeah, and
got
ages?
Three. 15, 12 and 8.
I'm so glad you got to create some nice memories with those videos.
Absolutely, me too, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that is something to shed a happy tear over, so well done. The third question we had also was favourite film, Greatest Showman, and you're a Zac Efron fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you gave me enough information there in those answers. And look, I probably snuck in a couple of little cheekies there by finding out that you got three kids and their ages and that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
So people might think, oh, well, there's three kids, maybe it's a big four-wheel drive because you need to fit all the kids in. Well, it's not, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Beck, what are you thinking? You getting vibes of any sort of car?
I'm getting like a...
What are you feeling?
I'm getting like older model
car
vibes.
Older model? Would she be around the mark, Ash?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What sort of brand car do you reckon, Beck? What are
I
you
don't
getting?
Have the magic
I
in
know.
Me.
I know. What are you getting, though?
I'm getting Commodore vibes.
A Commodore?
Yeah.
Well, no, you'd probably be getting... I'd go more the rival to Commodore in terms of manufacturer. So I'd say, can we go an old... Maybe a Ford. Is it a Ford?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's right off.
Right. An older model. And well, what would you be thinking? Bet you go Falcon, probably,
Ford,
wouldn't you?
Ford Falcon, yeah.
Yeah, Ford Falcon.
Ford.
What about something a little more obscure? A bit smaller than a Falcon. Like, what else did they have around a couple of years back? It's Festivas, be bigger than a Festivas. What about a Ford Mondeo?
What?
No way.
Is it?
No way. You're kidding.
That's grey, isn't it?
You are kidding.
Is it grey?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Where are you?
I am everywhere.
Where are you?
I am everywhere.
There's cameras somewhere, isn't there? There has to be. I thought you'd never guess my make. I thought, no way, there's no chance.
Yep, Port Mondeo. Well, Ash, hey, enjoy your three pairs of Boki Rogers undies, all right?
Thank you.
There you go.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hughesy's here. Mate, we're hearing some pretty grotty behaviour from you. Are you a public peer?
Look, it's been taken out of context and the Daily Mail have sort of stitched me up a little bit. Hang on.
This has made the Daily Mail.
Yeah, it's Daily Mail worldwide. I think available worldwide. I mean, probably not on the front page in the UK, but, you know, maybe. Look, we're doing it. You, everyone does radio segments and, you know, you probably guys have done it or you'll do it soon. I don't know where, are you a freak or not? A woman said she was turned on by her partner peeing in the backyard. She encouraged it. Oh. And I said, great, because my wife discourages it. I love peeing in the backyard. I really do. I mean, it makes me feel like a winner. Like, I've worked hard and here I am. I'm the king of the castle, you know, thriving and also saving water, especially people in Adelaide. Come on. We know how precious water is. It's been a hot March so far, hasn't it? It's been hot as hell. It was hot. Certainly during the fringe, it was hot.
Hughesy, in the backyard, do you have a certain spot or are you like random dog style and just anywhere on the grass?
As long as it's grass, it's okay. And I do look for angles because there is flats overlooking it. So there is certain spots I shouldn't do it. Because, you know, you never know where the prying eyes are going to come from. Mm. So, yeah, I'm aware that I don't want other people to see it. Or my own family, they can deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. I've actually got a window, I've got a glass doors. So they might be watching television. And instead of me turning right to go to the toilet, I'll turn left to go to the backyard.
Yeah.
And, I'll just wee and I'll go, here I am. I'm weeing. Let's just deal with it.
Usually, how old's your son, Raph, now?
14.
Right. And is he following suit?
I actually was in the backyard with him the other day weeing while he was playing basketball. And I said, I asked him if he'd prefer to wee outside or in the toilet. You know what he said, which really broke my heart?
Yeah.
He said he'd prefer to wee in the toilet. I'm like, what is happening to the new generation of blokes that they would rather wee in a toilet than on grass in their backyard? It was disappointing.
I just think I speak for all women where I resent this deeply, Hughesy, because I can't do a bush wee. It goes down the side of my leg. I can't direct my flow. It's something that women just can't do. Well, I personally can't do. So I resent you.
Yeah, but you can create life within yourself. You know what I mean? You can you can make a baby, and you do make babies, and we can't do that. So, you know, but we can wee in a wee on a tree.
Yay, we get to carry something for 9 months and then push it out of a very small hole.
Usually, it's funny you mention it because I look out the glass doors out the back, and I've got a hedge that just runs along, and there is a section of the hedge that no longer exists. It's dead because 7-year-old Otis has urinated on that since he was probably about 2 years of age, and I cannot get any life in it.
I reckon that's natural selection. That hedge, something deep within that hedge's DNA, which is not worthy of life. Do you know what I mean? So that hedge is better off not being there. Let's get some hardier plants in the backyard, ones that can survive your son's wee and also survive, you know, droughts, basically. So.
The important thing will be once we start seeing some green shoots, we know that Charles Darwin's theory is coming to life and we might actually have a shrub that is able to resist all of that.
So do just Otis who wees on that tree?
On that section, yes.
What about you?
I go back corner on the fence. Corrugated iron fence, Hughesy. You know you get that noise? Like you're a Barbie?
I like to wee in the front yard as well, but we've got a fence with slats in it. So if people really want to peer between the slats, they could. Yeah. But anyway, is that legal or not? It's my yard.
Well, look, the yard's okay, but I think your wife's got a fair point when she draws a line on you doing it on the nature strip.
The nature strip is a mess, I tell you. It needs watering. It really does.
All right, Hughesy, I don't know whether any of us are better off after that chat. Is that it?
That's it. That's all we're talking with Hughesy.
That's all we have time for.
That's enough this week, guys. All right.
Hughesy, thanks for chatting to us.
Cheers.
See you, mate.
One of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies. Sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda again on this podcast. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
SAFM.